Ezus Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lilui Nishmas Avi Moria Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Chaf. We left off at the very bottom of Yotesim and Beis by the words Shalchu Lei Lamar Ukva. So, pick it up from the bottom, about five lines from the bottom. Good morning, Svika, Reuben, Reb Zalman, David Yoshua, Gershon Eitan, Avi, Chaim, Dr. Joe, Stephen, and live we have Mati and Rabbi Yudin, and maybe Rabbi Eliezer Dov will also join us here live. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Sholchu Lei Lamar Ukva. So they asked the Shaila to Rav Mar Ukva, Mar Ukva was the Av Bezdin in Bavel. Adar HaSamach L'Nisan L'Olam Chaser. They sent him the following halacha. They sent from Eretz Yisrael to Mar Ukva, who was the Av Bezdin in Bavel, that the Adar that's next to Nisan, if it's not a leap year, then it's regular Adar. If it's a leap year, then it's Adar Sheni. That Adar, that Samach L'Nisan, La'olam Chaser. So whether it's a Shana Muberes or not, that Adar always had to have only 29 days. Couldn't have 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Masiv Rav Nachman, what do you mean? We learned in the Mishnah. We're going to learn in the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalin Asa Shabbos. So only for 2 months would Edim be able to be Mechal Shabbos. Let's say the Edim were outside the Tchum of Bezdin on Shabbos. They could be Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to testify so that Bezdin would get the right month. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. And only for those 2 months could they be Mechal Shabbos, because those 2 months were the days that all of the major Yomim Tovim were dependent on those 2 months. So for those 2 months, you could be Mechal Shabbos. Now, Midoraisa, really, could be Mechal Shabbos for all the months. That was Bezman Beis Hamikdash for the carbon. We're going to learn later on, so they can get the right carbon on Rosh Chodesh. However, the Chachamim were mata this only in these 2 months because of Tikkun HaMoados. But the other months, we don't care so much. So after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they only allowed 2 months. But so the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, I amr bishlama, zimnin malei v'zimnin chaser. So if you tell me that Adar, that was Samach HaNisan, was sometimes 29 days and sometimes 30 days, then I understand why the Edim had to be Mechal Shabbos, so we get the right day. So, mishum hachi Mechal Lina, makes sense that the Edim should be Mechal Shabbos. However, I amrit, good morning, Chanach Chanach. However, i amrit la'olam chaser, if you say that Adar always had 29 days, so what was the point of having the Eid to be Mechal Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh Nisan? You always knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was going to be. Aliyah la'olam chaser, amai Mechal Linan, answers the Gemara, mishum, de mitzvah l'kadesh al hari'iyah. The Gemara says, no, there's a mitzvah sasemi doraisa to be Mekadesh based on the Re'iyah. And since there's a mitzvah, so the Mefarshim explain over here that pasuk says we're going to learn later on in the daf. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim kazer re'ei v'kadesh. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do that. So ask the Ritva what I'm sure everybody was thinking in their minds, their own kash. So wait a second, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then you should be mechal Shabbos for every month. No, it's a mitzvah every month. So the Ritva writes, the Gemara should have asked now according to this, how come you only went on Nisan and Tishrei Mechal Shabbos, not the other months? But the Ritva says, the Gemara could have asked Akasha, but it's going to reject this for a different reason. We'll see that the Gemara is going to reject it for a different reason. So let's see, says the Gemara. Ikeda Amre, some had this teaching in a different version. Amar of Nachman, Afana Nami Tanina. No, it's actually a Raya. The Mishnah is a Raya. Al Shnei Chadashim, Mechalin is a Shabbos. For 2 months, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. Now, so Gemara says the other way around. I Amis B'Shlama La'olam Chaser. If you tell me that it was always a 29-day month, Mishum Hachi Mechalina Demitzel Lekadosh Al Hari'iyah. So then I understand why they were Mechal Shabbos, because you knew you were getting the right date, and there's a mitzvah saseh to be Mekadosh Al Pi'ari'iyah. El I Amis Zimnin Malei Zimnin Chaser. However, if you say that sometimes Adar would be Malay, Adar Sheni, or regular Adar, if it's not a leap year, If you'd say Adar, sometimes Moed and Chaser, Amai Mechal Linan. So why would you have to be Mechal Shabbos? Just push off Rosh Chodesh another day and don't be Mechal Shabbos. Na'abri Ha'idna, on day 30, which is Shabbos, just push it off. When Nekad Shele Machar, you have to be Mechal Shabbos. Just if it's allowed to be Mali or Chassis, you just put it off another day. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Id Ikla Yom Shloshim B'Shabbos Hachanami. If the Molad happened on the 30th and the 30th was Shabbos and they saw it, you're right, they could just push it off. But Hacha B'Mayaskina, we're talking about a case of Ikla Yom Shloshim B'Echa B'Shabbos. No. But you still have a problem if the Molad was actually day 31 and that day was Shabbos. So then you had to be Mechal Shabbos for the Mitzvah L'Kaddish Apir Iyah. But anyway, the Gemara comes along and asks and rejects us for other reasons. It says Gemara, Masiv Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asks questions. Good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. Masiv Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked the following question on this. We mentioned earlier that they were that they permit that in that mission we mentioned earlier just before that in tomorrow's daf we're going to learn a mishnah that says you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos just for 2 months. So in the safe of the mishnah it says kishamikdash kayam when the Beis Hamikdash was built mechal and afal kulan, then you can be mechal Shabbos for all the months mipnei takonas hakarban. So that you get the right carbon, you have to bring the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh. You got that's a din d'oraisa, so you can be mechal Shabbos for all of them. Says Gemara, mi dekuluhu lav mishum de mitzvah kaddish al halaria. Why did the Gemara just say that all of them you could do it? Forget even after Beis Hamikdash, just to be mechal because there's the mitzvah d'oraisa to mechalish apiria. So Nisan v'Tishrei nami. So the heter. Nisan v'Tishrei Nami lav mishum de mitzvah l'kaddish al hariyah. If that was the reason of mitzvah l'kaddish al hariyah, that really should have applied to all of them, even after the Chorban, because they still were mekaddish al hariyah even after the Chorban. So you see, the heter is not because for that reason. It sounds like it's so the heter is only because it's not because of mitzvah l'kaddish al hariyah. It's because of that after the Churban, Nisan and Tishrei were needed for Kfiyas Hamodos. So the Gemara says, Yam Bishlama Zimnin Mali Vizimnin Chaser. So if you say that sometimes Adar was Mali and sometimes Adar was Chaser, so Mishum Hachim Mechal Linan. So that's why they were Mechal Shabbos, because you wouldn't know which day the Moedim was supposed to fall out on. Ela Yam Isla Olam Chaser. But if you tell me that Adar was always Chaser, Amai Mechal Linan. Why did they need you to be Mechal Shabbos for Nisan? Nisan, you always knew when Rosh Chodesh was, so you always knew when the Moados were. It's not about Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Piri, because that, if there was that, it should have been by every month. So it's only Nisan V'Tishrei, it's only because of the Yomim Tovim. But if you tell me Adar was always Chaser, there's no need to be Mechal Shabbos for Nisan. You always knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, so you always didn't know when Yontif was. Says the Gemara, to Yufta. You're right. So this opinion that said that Adar HaSamach HaNisan is La'olam Chaser, the Gemara rejects it. It's not true. You see, if you had to allow the Edim to be Mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Iyar, must be that you didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. Now the Gemara is going to take this, going to question this whole assumption. Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Ula. When Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, Abru Ula Elul. So Ula apparently took a trip during Elul, or he took a trip during early Tishrei. And he said, he told the people in Bavel, guess what? This year, Elul had 30 days instead of 29. Omar Ula Yadin Chabi Bavloi Mighty Lus Abdina Ba'adayim. So, I'm not sure whether my friends in Bavel know what a big toive it was that they added an extra day to Elul. It says they go, Mighty Vusa. What's such a great thing that they pushed off Elul this year by 1 day? They pushed off Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. They pushed it all off by 1 day. What's the great favor that they did? So Gemara says, Ula Amar Mishum Yarkaya. So Ula, who was the one coming in this whole story, Ula says the reason why it was a great chesed that they did it was for the vegetables. What do you mean? Because that year, Yom Kippur, or not even Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, or any of the Yomim Tovim, let's assume it's referring to Sukkot. So they used to pluck the vegetables, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Sukkot, and if Shabbos and Yonder fall one after the other, so they would pluck the vegetables on the Erev Yontif, and they would dry out by the time they couldn't pluck fresh vegetables. So meaning on the second day they would have to be eating dried out, not fresh vegetables. So by the fact that they pushed off Elul one day, so it wasn't Shabbos Yontif right away. So they could pluck fresh vegetables for each. You wouldn't have to eat vegetables that were sitting around for 2 days. And by adding an extra day to Elul, so Yontif would be pushed off, so it wouldn't be Shabbos Yontif one after the other. So that's one answer. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Amar, no, Mishum Mesaya. This is a Yom Kippur issue, that if Shabbos and Yom Kippur fell out one after another, so if somebody dies on Shabbos, you can't bury him on Shabbos, and you can't bury him on Yom Kippur, the dead body will lay. The bizayoni would start to stink up and start to decompose. So by pushing off Yom Kippur one day, either would mean Yom Kippur would land on Shabbos, or if it was Yom Kippur was after Shabbos, so then Yom Kippur would be on Monday instead of on Sunday. So you wouldn't have a mace lying around for 2 days. Says more, my benaya, what's the difference in these two reasons? Ikabenayu Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos Achar HaShabbos. So the difference would be if it was a year that Sukkot wasn't an issue, but Yom Kippur would be an issue. Manda Amar Mishum Mesaya Ma'brinan. So if Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, so you're going to push it off so it should go to Monday because of the Mesaya. Manda Amar Mishum Yarkaya. However, when it comes to vegetables, that's not such an issue because La'emas Kabayaluhu, when are you going to need the vegetables on Yom Kippur? La'urta, you don't need the vegetables for Yom Kippur day. You need it for after Yom Kippur. L'orta Torah Chomaisi, so you can go pluck them on Motzei Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, Ulamando Amar Mishum Yarkaya Liabri Mishum Mesaya. Like, why does each one? Yeah.
When you speak to the other side, it's muffled. I don't know if anybody else hears it muffled. When you speak to your people in front of you, when you speak to us now, it's good. But you turn it the other way.
Okay. Well, is it better now?
Right.
Okay, I apologize. We got weak internet up here. I apologize. Okay, don't worry. The recording will be good, so you could all chazer before Shabbos. The recording, I'm recording it here. Don't worry about that. But, okay, so I will try to look at you guys. These guys left. You left. Okay, fine. It's all good. We'll figure it out. It's fine. Okay. What, you want to make me louder?
No more room. I was
in the room. It's okay. So, ask the Gemara. Lema, and Dr. Joe, thanks for letting me know that. And if it happens again, let me know again. I have a feeling it has to do with the internet, not with mine, but okay, we'll try. Says the Gemara, Laman damar mishum yarkaya le'avre mishum mesaya. The one who says that it's because of vegetables, why isn't he worried about the problem with the dead body decomposing? So the Gemara says, you're right. Gemara backs out. Ela ikka beinayu. The difference is, Yom Tov hasamach l'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah, the difference is going to be Rosh Hashanah that's next to Shabbos. Bein milfaneh, whether Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Friday. Bein milachreh, whether Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Sunday. Manda amar mishum yarkaya ma'abrinan. So here again, you're going to have a problem with the fresh vegetables. Manda amar mishum mesaya. So, efshar ba'amameh, since it's Yontif, so it's not going to have to smelly for 2 days because on Yontif you are allowed to bury a dead body al yidei goyim, right? We learned that you're allowed to tell a goy to bury, right? On Yontif Sheni, even a Jew is allowed to bury him, but on a regular Yontif you're allowed to tell a goy. Ask the Gemara same kasha. Lamandam Mishum Esaya, Labri Mishum Yarkaya. Answer the Gemara. Efshar b'chamime. No, you could soak the vegetables in water. And hot water, it'll keep them fresh, and you'll have vegetable soup, I guess, or something like that. Or it'll keep it fresh, so therefore won't be a problem. Ask the Gemara. Ihachi, wait a minute. If this was the great excitement, why So ihachi, if so, that the reason for being ma'abar el is because of the vegetables or because of the dead people. Ihachi, if that's true, maishna ledidan, why is this a big taiva only for the people in Bavel? Afila didhunami. This should also be a big taiva for the people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Why did the Ula come and say, oh, you should know they did us in Bavel a big favor? It's a big favor to the people in Eretz Yisrael also. Says Gemara, no. The atmosphere in Bavel was a lot different than in Eretz Yisrael, so the stuff would spoil, both the mesim and the vegetables would spoil a lot more readily in Bavel. Because Bavel was in a valley, so the air was, there was not very good ventilation, there wasn't good air. So the Gemara says, L'didon chavel lan alma. For the people of Bavel, so the atmospheric pressure would ruin, would decompose the bodies quickly, and would decompose the fruit quickly. Good morning, Avi. And the but in Eretz Yisrael, so the air was more healthy, more wholesome, so the stuff would stay fresh longer, so it wasn't such a big deal. Says the Gemara, is this really true that Ula says that they would add an extra day to Elul because they had this problem of the Messiah or the Yarkaya? Asks the Gemara, Inni, is this really so? Vatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yachol Kishem Shemaber Nesashana Litzorech, Kach Maber Nesachodesh Litzorech. You might think that just like you're allowed to add an extra Adar, because if you have a reason for doing Iber Hashana, so too you are allowed to add an extra day to a month, even if, let's say, the Moilad was really seen on day 30, you could add an extra day if you have a need for it. It should be a Kal v'chomer. If you could add 30 days to the calendar for the Tzorech, Sifsei Chachamim says, it should be a Kal v'chomer. If you could add 30 days, Kal v'chomer, you could add one day. Hang on, we'll fix that. Oh, I got you. Okay, got it. So, Talmud Leimar. No, Pasuk says you can't do that. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Kazer Eve Kadesh. You got to do it when you find it. You have no option to push it off. Litzayra answers the Gemara. Amar Rabba Loikasha Kan LaAbro Kan LaKadsho. To add a day, you can. To sanctify the new moon early when you hadn't seen it yet, that you can't do. V'hachi kama. And this is what the Braisa meant to say. Yochol kishem shema abrenas hashana ve'es hachodesh litzorech. Just like you're allowed to add an extra month or add an extra day to the month, so too you could subtract a day. If you hadn't seen the Molad, you could still sanctify, say, Mekudesh, 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 if you need to make it shorter for a reason. That you can't do. Tam Lomar, HaChodesh Lelechem, Kazer Revi Kadesh. The Gemara now brings a proof to this. V'chi Hadam Rishu Ben Levi, Ma'ayman Ala Eidam Ala Chodesh Shenira Bizmano La'abro. We can threaten the witnesses. They saw the Molad. So we could threaten them, and we could tell them, hey, don't come to Bezdin. We know you saw the Molad. Don't come to Bezdin. We threaten them. We say, wait another day, because we have another reason why we need it postponed. Mekudesh Mekudesh said, don't come to Bezdin, like a legal fiction. They were ready to come to Bezdin. So you're allowed to threaten them. Alachon Rizmano La'abro, Ve'ein Maimon Al'Eidon Alachon Shalon Rizmano La'kadsho. But you're not allowed to threaten the witnesses on a time where they didn't say, and threaten them to come lie and come to Bezdin and say, we saw the Moilad when they didn't see the Moilad. That you can't do. But now the Gemara is going to back out on that. Unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says, Inni, is this really so? Really? You can't do that? V'hashalach le Rabbi Yehuda Nesia le Rabbi Ami, hevel yodin shekol yamav shel Rabbi Yochanan hayom alamdenu, all the days of Rabbi Yochanan, he used to teach us that when they had a tzarech, ma'ayman ala edim, unbelievable. They would threaten the people to come to court and say that even though they didn't see it, they should lie and come to Bezin and say they did see it. Now, so that's the way Rashi understands it. that it means that they didn't, that if you're talking about a case where they did not see the Levan at all, and they would force the Edom to come to Bezdin and lie, an outright lie, and say they did see. However, Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees with Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel says, how can you say such a thing? Sounds ridiculous. So Rabbeinu Chananel explains, no, it's talking about Edom that they saw something that resembled the Levana. They saw something that looked like the Levana. And so in other words, we tell them, even though you're not sure, come and say it. But an outright law, you can't tell them to say. And the Pnei Yeshua says similarly to explain the language of the Gemara. And furthermore, he writes, it's talking about also that according to the Cheshbon, according to the scientific calculations, so the Levana was supposed to be seen then. It's only a case where Lefi Cheshbon, so the Levana was supposed to be seen on that day. So since it's not quite a lie, because the calculation, Al Pi Cheshbon, the calculation was that Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be that day. So it's not a lie. So says the Pnei Yeshua.
Rabbi, if you can intimidate the witnesses to change, so to speak, their testimony, and they know when the Rosh Chodesh is going to be or when it should be, they already knew back then, why would you need witnesses? Is that because the Torah says?
Yeah, exactly, because the mitzvah is Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. Even if you have, we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the daf, that even if you knew the Cheshbon, you still have to have Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. You had to do it. Oh, it's good for my speech, I just realized. Because sometimes, right, just seeing it, that's knowing it is not enough. You got to do something. You got to make it lamaisa. That's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush Al Havana. Chazal wanted us to go through the efforts of going through the process. Okay, great. Today's daf. So the Gemara answers. So you see, you're even allowed to tell them to lie. Amar Abaye loy kasha ha b'nisan v'tishrei ha b'shar yarchei. That Nisan v'tishrei, that you're allowed to be mekadesh the chodesh. So b'nisan tishrei, all of the establishment of the Yom Tovim depended on that. So you're allowed to tell them to lie in Nisan v'tishrei, even to make it shorter, even to make a 30-day month into a 29-day month, that you do Nisan v'Tishrei, because all the Yom Tovim depended on it. But Rabbi Shimon Levi, who said that you can't do it early, that's B'Shar Yarchei. That's the other months. Rashi writes, even though on the other months it's shayach that there could be a reason to make them earlier. Like the Gemara says in Erechin, we learned that you're not allowed to have less than 4 months that are me'uber, not allowed to have more than 8. So maybe they already did 8. So you have to have them, all the future ones are earlier, but still, nevertheless, you can't do that. Yeah, the Rashba asks, what do you mean? The Pasuk V'Chodesh is Elochem, that's where you learned it out from. That Pasuk is actually talking about Nisan. So how can you tell me, you tell the Gemara learned it out from V'Chodesh is Elochem, that you can't do it? What do you mean? But that Pasuk is talking about Nisan. The answer is, nevertheless, the Drush of Kazeri Eva Kadesh wasn't said by Nisan. Very strange, wow. Ritva also gives that answer in the Ran. They all talk about this. Tosfos talks about this in the Ramaschal. Ha b'nisan v'tishrei pirish v'kunchus shehamoados tuluyin behen so mekachin l'tzorach b'shar yarchilo v'yesh v'farshim ipcha. Whoa! Some say the other way around. Only nisan v'tishrei, you can't do this. So then it works in well with the drasha. Hachodesh is elachem. Wow. So Tosfos says, some say it's the opposite. Nisan v'tishrei, you're not allowed to do it early. Only on the other months. Wow. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Another answer. Rava Amar, ha detani Rabba Bar Shmuel, that you're not allowed to do it even Litzorech. That's Shitas Acherim. Besides Acherim Omrim? No. We learned this a few times already. Ein bein atzeres latzeres, vein bein rashon l'rashon, el arba yamin bulvad. It's always got to be the calendar, and by the way, this way our calendar works also. The calendar is always 4 days of the week off. Like if this year Sukkot started on, I don't remember what it started, ready on or whatever, a Sunday or a Monday, whatever it was. So next year it's going to be 4 days later in the week. So it's always 4 days off, so you can't play around with it. If there was an extra month, so you had an extra 29-day month in there, so by definition it's going to be 4 weeks plus a day. So it's always going to be one more day off. It's going to be 5 days off if it's a leap year. So it always has to be that way. So then you can't, for various needs, you can't make it, change it, 29 to 30, 30 to 29. It's always got to be the same calendar. So that's the answer. Says the Gemara, Rav Dimi min Arda masni ipcha. Rav Dimi min Arda, he learned exactly the opposite. We said before that you can only add a day, but you can't subtract a day because you can't tell him to lie, right? So Rav Dimi min Arda had the opposite from Rav Shub ben Levi. Ma'imin alayin al-choshel shel lo nira bizmano l'kacho. You're only allowed to encourage the witnesses to lie and come say it was earlier, but ain ma'imin al-eidim al-chodesh shenirim bizman al-abro. But you can't tell the eidim if they saw it to not come. My time, I said tomorrow, what's the reason? Hai mechze kishikra, hai lo mechze kishikra. Because the whole world saw the new moon. What are you going to tell them not to come? Everybody knows it's Rosh Chodesh. You're going to push it off. So that looks like a joke. The whole world saw the new moon, and you're going to tell them, oh, no, it's not Rosh Chodesh. No, we didn't. Nobody saw it. What do you mean? That looks like a joke. But if it wasn't clear, let's say, especially according to Rabbi Chananel, that in Amam is telling the guy to come and lie, he saw it, but it just wasn't clear. But if it wasn't clear, so everyone could say, oh, it's a Shaila. So then you could have them come in and say, no, come in. We need you to come in and testify that you saw it, even though you weren't totally sure about it. Because that's not Mechze Kishikra, because you're not just pushing off an obvious Rosh Chodesh. So to make them come in early when everybody else isn't sure or they saw a moon that they didn't know, so that's okay. Says the Gemara. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Yachilna letikune lukula goyla. Which is taka what really happened, right? It wasn't Shmuel who did it, I think it was Hillel HaKatan, I forgot who it was, who set up the whole calendar, right, that we have nowadays. Anyway, Shmuel says, I could tell you when Rosh Chodesh is supposed to fall out for the next 100 years. I could calculate. He was an expert, at least he thought he was an expert, on the astronomical calculations. So he says, I could tell you when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Amalei Abba Avua de Rebbe Simloi L'Shmuel, Yada Mahay Milsa Desani Misoda Ibor, Nolad kodem chatzos, o nolad ach chatzos. Oh yeah, do you know, are you such an expert? Do you know the reason why there's a difference whether the molad, the new moon, is expected before midday or after midday? Amalei, lo. Shmuel says, no, I never heard of that. I have no idea what that's all about. So Amalei, so Abba, the father of Rabbi Simloi, said to Shmuel, well, if you don't know this, then chances are you're making a lot of other mistakes also. Don't be so confident that you could calculate all the future molads. If you don't know this distinction, then maybe there's other stuff that you don't know. Kisalik Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara is going to tell you in a second what this is all about, the before Chatzos, after Chatzos. Kisalik Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi Zeira made Aliyah, when he left Bavel and he went to Eretz Yisrael, Shalach Lehu, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, he sent back to his friends in Bavel two halachas that he learned in Eretz Yisrael. As far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned, we can understand that Dr. Joe has the sound bin. The sound's going good. Is it able? Okay. The sound is good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So he sent him two halachas in the Eretz Yisrael. Tzarech she'ilayla v'yom min HaChodesh. You can only be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day, only if the night before, you could already, the night before, you saw the new moon. Not if you, let's say, knew, or in the morning, sometimes you could see the moon even during the day. It's not if you just saw it that morning. That's not good enough. It had to be that the night before you already saw the new moon. That's the only way. And not if the whole night last night you saw the old moon, and just in the morning you saw the new one. Vizu, Sha'amar Abba Abu Ad Rabbi Simloi, and this distinction that Abba, the father of Rabbi Simloi, said that there's a difference between whether or not the calculation of the new moon was supposed to be before Chatzos or after Chatzos. What does that mean? Mechashven es toladito. We have to first calculate when the molad, when the new moon was supposed to happen. Nolad kodem Chatzos. If the calculation of the new moon was that it was supposed to appear before midday, biadua shenire samach l'shkia sachama. So in Eretz Yisrael, it could be seen in Eretz Yisrael, where they saw it a lot earlier, so it could be seen in Eretz Yisrael before Shkia on that day, on day 30. But lo nolad kodem chatzos, but if the calculation was that that it wasn't supposed to be before midday on that day, biyodua shelo nira samach l'shkia sachama. So you could be sure that in Eretz Yisrael they did not see it later that day. They didn't see it later that day because you couldn't see it the first second that it was calculated to be. You couldn't see it. It took a little while from the time that it was calculated to be the moon until you could actually see it in the world. In Babel it took like 24 hours, but in Eretz Yisrael it took only 6 hours, something like that. So if the molad calculator was supposed to be before Chatzos, so by the end of the day they could see it in Eretz Yisrael. But if it was supposed to be after midday already, so it was going to be too late. You couldn't see it even in Eretz Yisrael. Says Gemara, Lamai Nafkamina, who cares about this halacha? Amar Ravashi, Lakhushe Sahade. So you could use this information to dispute the words of Edim. If Edim said that they saw the new moon on the 30th day, during the day they saw it, near Shkia, and on that month the calculation of the molad was that it was supposed to happen after Chatzos, you know these Edim are liars because it's impossible to be seen so quickly. You know, within 6 hours, less than 6 hours later from the time it was calculated, it's too early. It was impossible for them to have seen that. Okay, just a little bit more. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Nachman, Esrim v'arba shoy mechase siera. So he says that there has to be 24 hours from the time there is a 24-hour period that surrounds the time that the molad, the new moon, is calculated to appear. There's a 24-hour period, but there's a difference between the B'nai Bavel and B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Lidi Dan, for us, the B'nai Bavel, that we are more towards the east of the hemisphere. So Shis Me'atika, the 6 hours before the calculation, we can see the old moon, the Tamne Sare Mecharta, and the first 18 hours of the new cycle, that we'll be able to see the new moon. But, I'm sorry, I didn't say that exactly correctly. Sorry. Again, the opposite. Again, for us who live in Babel, so 6 hours before the Molad, you can't see anything. And 18 hours of the new moon, you can't see anything. That's in Bavel. Lididhu, for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, so the 24 hours are divided differently. The 6 afterwards, you can't see it. And the 18 before it, you couldn't see the old one. So there's a 24-hour period that you can't see the moon. If you live in Bavel, so then the 6 hours before it, you couldn't see the old one, and the 18 hours afterwards, you couldn't see the new one. But if for the people who live in B'nai Eretz Yisrael, so then it's the opposite. The 6 hours of the new one, they couldn't see the new one. Like we just said, it had to be before Chatzos in order to see it. So the 6 hours of the new one, you couldn't see it, but the 18 hours before the calculation of the Molad, you couldn't see the old one. According to both, there's a 24-hour period where you couldn't see either of them. Lamai nafkamina, Amravashi, same thing, like Chushe Sahade. This could be used to contradict the witnesses. If witnesses say they saw it in the 18-hour period in Bavel or in the 6-hour period in Eretz Yisrael, so you know that they're lying because you couldn't see it then. Amar, Sarach Shea Laila V'yom Enachadosh. So we said before that you have to have been able to see the new moon the night before. Minolon, how do you know this? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Pasuk said, how do we know? How do we know that the day follows the night? So you had to have seen the new moon the night before. Rosh Chodesh has to start from the night before. You can't just come in the morning. It had to be that they saw the new moon or not. How do you know this? You know, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, May erev ad erev tish pesu shabbat achem. So you see, the Yontif starts from the night. Yom Kippur starts from the night. And therefore we learned that by all holidays, and Rosh Chodesh is included, that the day has to follow the night. And therefore, when you saw the old Levana the night before, you're not allowed to be Mekadesh the new day as Rosh Chodesh. Reish Lakish Amar. No, different pasuk. That Pesach goes ad Yom HaEchad V'Esim L'Chodesh Be'erev. Pesach goes until the 21st day, the night after the 21st day. My ben, I wasn't seeing Sudrash. There's no real halachic difference. It's just the source that's the difference. Rav Amar, no. Chatzos Lailik Benayah. The difference is, let's say you saw the old moon before Chatzos, before midnight, but you saw the new one afterwards. You saw the old one on the night of the night before Chatzos. According to Yochanan, that you learned from the Erev at Erev, sorry, even the beginning of the night has to be part of the new cycle. And therefore, if you saw the old moon before Chatzos, it still disqualifies that day from being Rosh Chodesh. However, if you learn it out from the other Pasuk, Ad Yom Echad V'Esrim, so maybe even if in the second half of the night you saw the new moon, that would be good enough. You don't have to have it from the first half of the night. Even if you saw the old Levana before Chatzos, B'Sha'as HaTzorech, you could still make the next day Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Nachman. Hold on one second. Am I stopping here? No. A little bit more. One more line. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Nachman. Kol Sveika L'Kamei Shadina. Any Yontif that people who lived far away from Bezdin weren't sure what day was Yontif. So you always observe the first day as Yontif, and the second day is a Suffolk. Says the Gemara, L'neimer d'chameisar v'shitzar avdinon, arbeisar lo avdinon. You would always do the 15th and the 16th, but you never had to worry about the 14th. V'le'eved namei arbeisar d'mechasru la'av v'chasru la'el. Maybe you should have to observe the 14th, because maybe Av was 29 days and El was 29 days, so you'd have to observe Sukkot on the 14th, because maybe it was if they both were 29, it's going to be even earlier. Says Gemara, no. There was plenty of time. What do you mean? You can worry about Av and El? By the time, that's already a lot of days. You had plenty of time. It wasn't just, you didn't just have the 15 days to get to Sukkot. You had 45 days. That was plenty of time to figure out that the call would come to be to publicize even places that were very far away, that the shluchim would finally get there by Tishrei. So usually they knew to expect one mali, one chaser. If they went out of the order of one mali, one chaser, so by the time it would be Tishrei, they would be able to get there. And similar by Nisan, if it was Shvat and Adar, they would have plenty of time to know about it. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Okay, tomorrow night is not going to happen live. So, B'li Neder, I hope that maybe this afternoon before Shabbos, I will record to the chat tomorrow's daf. Bez Hashem, I already prepared tomorrow's daf, so this afternoon I'll have a little bit of time. I'll just record, but we're not going to do a live Zoom. Erev Shabbos, I'm not playing with everybody's live Zoom. We're not going to... Your wives need you to be cleaning Erev Shabbos. So I'll just record out. I don't have to clean my today. I'm in the hotel here. But anyway, everyone should have a great Shabbos, and I'll record tomorrow's daf to the chat later this afternoon. And then Sunday morning, Bez Hashem, we'll be back on 7 o'clock live in person. We'll be back in the shul 7 o'clock live and on Zoom 7 a.m. Sunday morning. Bez Hashem Yisparach. Everyone should have a great Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos.